So basically, at a lot of universities, like I think we hit like 70 something universities. Basically, what happens is there's the open web, right? So like all the IPs are out there, right? So you have your network, you hit that IP, and then you get set into another sub network. And so basically, we were just hitting IPs and sending the code to it. And if it was a printer, it would print it out. So I forgot the exact results. One second. It was. Yeah, it was 20,000 printers, and it was. Hold on, I want to find you guys the. Hold on. Oh yeah, so basically, all printers are on the port 9,100, and so or m most printers are on that port. So basically, just send to that port, and it would just print. I mean, it was just fucking kind of funny. I want to show you the video, just the reaction that you got from these people, right? Oh, for instance, this Jewish professor, right? Like she was one of the first people to see it in her thing, and she was like crying and shit. It was fucking beautiful. Dude, we got so many fucking Oh, it was 29,000 college printers mostly. And it was on the 24th to the 25th.
So did all like 77 schools have like no security on their printing network or what?
Exactly. They are on the open internet. They're access, like you don't have to log into the, like how do I explain this? So at work, do you like you get a password for your network, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, at a lot of schools, because it's, they're trying to, do free printing or whatever, they don't make you log in, and so, pretty much on the open internet, man.
You ever think about how much paper and ink you wasted at all these schools, like monetarily, like what that added up to?
Yes. Okay, this one says 30,000, and this is BuzzFeed. But I think it was like that, like it was up towards to like $20,000 probably. Just because of how many it printed. One second. Where the fuck is the video? Yeah, so like we like UMass, fucking DePaul, like all the Ivy League fucking schools, And the funny thing is the systems admin would email Weave or like email like one of us, and he would be like, "Funny guys, real funny." But he was like, "I can't believe we had our printers on the open web. Thanks for fucking clearing this up." Like they were appreciative of it. I mean, it's definitely dangerous. Like, this was a huge security flaw. Like, because I could, like, personally, I could get a payload from the dark web and drop a fucking rat onto your fucking printer, and as soon as your computer connects to that printer, I could send you that fucking rat, and it could just, it could
When you
turn
say
into
grab, what do you mean? I don't.
a random access tool. So, a keylogger. Basically, okay. So let's use an example.
Oh, okay. So basically, what you're saying is if you log that through that printer to that computer and someone else's computer connected to it, you could connect to that.
Yeah, I would download. It would basically push the keylogger to your computer and run it. So all everything you type, every all your passwords, all your photos. If you had a cam, it would take pictures of you. Take snapshots of your internet a few pages. I mean, and I can write that, and I'm not a good pro. I mean, I'm a good programmer, but I'm not a good hacker. I don't think hacking is that cool, but, you know. Here you go. Here's a video of it, or one of the videos. I mean, we literally got hundreds.